one morning in May, I spied a young couple making their way. One was a maiden, fair and so dear. The other was a soldier, a brave volunteer. Good morning, good morning, good morning to thee. Where are you going, my pretty lady? Oh, I am going to the banks of the sea, just to see the waters gliding, hear the nightingale sing. They hadn't been standing a minute or two. Out of his knapsack, a fiddle quick called Roo. And the tune that he played made the valleys all ring. Oh, see the waters gliding, hear the nightingale sing. Soldier, little soldier, will you marry me? Oh no, pretty lady, that never can be. I've a wife in old London, and children past three. And that old Curly Howard has been out with me. Soldier, little soldier, lay one tune more. Oh no, pretty lady, I have to be going. Oh, I'd rather hear your fiddle or the touch of one string than to see the waters gliding, hear the nightingale sing. Thank you. Well, he's a straggler, isn't he? He just wandered somewhere. A lot of folks don't know about Ed Ferris. He used to be quite a popular music singer. Wait, who is emceeing this thing? You or me? I'm going to have to get out there with you in a minute and work on you. I'm going to tell you what happened to Ed Ferris, if I can think of it. Oh, now I got it. He was a pop singer in the early 1950s. Many folks who don't really know that about Ed. He used to do the very popular songs back when Frank Sinatra was crooning and Adam's apple was going up over and down the bow ties. He used to sing the famous pop hit song, I Cover the Waterfront, while actually doing it. And he finally got smart and said Mike Wiseman could get away when he was that size playing bluegrass, so he started doing that. You want to play some? Yeah. Okay, why don't you play a little bass fiddle? Is that what you want? Aunt Minnie's wristwatch. All right, do that one. I'm going to sit and watch this moan self, as Carl Nelson would say, all right? Y'all just play without us, okay?